without the ability to read a person's face or at least hear their voice, sometimes, like, you can't quite grasp how they're, like...
What their emotions are.
Yeah. And you have emotes, but then, like, kind of sarcasm on the internet sort of fucks that up, too. Like, you can't tell if a smiley face is supposed to be, like, teehee, I'm just kidding, it's no big deal, or, like, haha, fuck you, you know what I mean, I'm great.
Hey, I've been waiting here 10 minutes, eggplant that looks like a penis emoji.
yeah, exactly. Right? You know, so... The way to obviate that I've found in life is by being a little more verbose, you know?
I kind of have a habit of doing that, actually.
Yeah, like, you sort of want to write more so you can include this sort of implicit context of, like, hey, no big deal, but I've been waiting here for 10 minutes, or, like, hey, just curious where you are, getting bored playing games on my phone, haha. You know what I mean? Like, you include more miscellaneous stuff to sort of convey something, or...
Yeah, I tend to read, like, an email or a text. I tend to, in my head, read it back in my own voice.
Yeah, and it's like,
And I'm like, I sound good.
But it's kind of how you get around the fact that you can't hear a tone of the voice, or you can't see a facial expression, you know? So... I'm finding on Twitter, I feel like more and more people just sort of guess at context because they're not allowed to include it by the nature of the platform.
So is this tweets that you've sent that you think people have misread?
All around.
You seeing people like, wow, they sound really mad at that.
It even happened to me like once where I tweeted something about, like, somebody asked me, hey, I really forget the question, but it was like, what do you think's a stupider love story, Sonic or Amy or some shit like that, right? And yeah. I'm like, is there a third option where I could say I don't give a shit? And the other person was like, oh, man, Jesus, you don't have to, like, you know, bite my head off. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not saying it, like, against you, or I'm just like, I was trying to be, like, kind of aloof, and, you know what I mean, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
But Twitter, I notice it a lot. Like, people really start getting mad on the Twitter.
Oh, sure. That's what Twitter's all about. That's what the whole platform's built on, is people misunderstanding each other and arguing.
No, it totally is.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, you know, you're also encouraged to write these really short messages, so you tend to do it without thinking. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the shorter the message, the less likely you are to think it all.
140 characters, you can't be overly verbose like you would want to be in a text or email, like you were talking about.
That's exactly it, right? You're encouraged. Like, it's fire and forget communication, but nobody forgets, you know? And then they'll include your tweet somewhere and be like, look at what a jerk this guy is, you know?
Yeah.
And then you start to realize, like, wow, this is actually the world's most terrible form of communication.
It's, for a social networking platform, it's probably the worst social networking platform.
It really, really
based
is.
Based on how it works, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it's total garbage for like, actual, like, it's, honestly, like, there's certain good use cases for it, like, in the third world, it's good because bandwidth is not cheap, you know?
Yeah.
So, things like Twitter are, like, Twitter specifically are good, and there's, like, social organization stuff, you know, like, I mean, when you're, like, trying to meet people in real life or organize a group, that kind of thing, you know.
General promotion for brands and...
Yeah, or even,
touring,
like,
acts and whatnot.
Or stuff like Arab Summer or Arab Spring? I forget what that was, but... Anyway, things like that, yeah, or Ferguson or stuff like that, where, like, you talk about, like, people, like, with protests and da-da-da-da. You know, there's, like, that aspect to it, which is
Egypt
fine.
And whatnot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, like, communicating with people you don't know or have never met, it is the worst.
I've never used it to do that.
No, you have to just use it for bullshit if you're not, like, using it for those, like, specialized use cases.
My only Twitter voice is sardonic quips, and I'm perfectly okay with that.
And not only that, but God forbid, and I have learned your ways, by the way.
Oh.
I mean, I am totally in the beatus camp of use of, I'm totally following the diabetes strategy for using Twitter now, which is like never serious again or whatever, you know what I mean? It's because it's like so bad, and it's so easy to take people out of context purposefully or accidentally, you know, when people like try to make serious points and they do ridiculous things that kind of obviate how bad Twitter is at this. Like, they'll write series of tweets. You ever see that? Like, they'll write, like...
Oh, yes. There's a few things I'd like to say, parentheses, 1 of 80.
Yeah, exactly, you know? But if they don't include the 1 of 80 thing, and I've seen this happen time and again, even today I saw this happen. What someone will do is they'll take the one quote in the middle that makes the person sound the worst.
Yes.
Quote that and be like, "Can you, hey, everybody.
Look at what this jerk off said."
And if, and the fucked
up. Let me take out that 35 of 80 part.
Right. And the fucked up thing is if you actually go back to the thread, you're like, oh, wait, that wasn't what that person was saying at all. Or at least there's a couple things qualifying it. And it's like so aggravating because. The fucked up thing about it is, too, with Twitter, especially, it's supposed to be so much easier for people to go back to the original timeline and the tweet and stuff, but nobody does it. They just see the screenshot and they just kind of trust
it. Takes away time from them tweeting.
You're exactly right. Like, that, I know you're joking, but you're not in a way, you know what I mean?
Because if you're not farting into the wind on the internet, then what are you doing on the internet?
But that's the thing, Twitter encourages you to just, like, run your mouth off, do that quick message, don't even bother reading the other tweet, just make your own, quick, you know?
Well, Twitter's all about getting your own thoughts out there, not,
yeah.
Because you haven't, you noticed whenever you log into Twitter, it says, what's happening?
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's a great question.
Right.
What am I doing with my life?
And at least Facebook, you get burned by when you have that family member you see again. They're like, what's the deal with your point posting that picture of the rat penis? And you're like, what? Oh, that
why
meme.
Did I post a picture of a rat penis?
Right. It was a meme at the time. Damn, I should have realized.
Part one of 80.
I should have. But you don't need that. You can just write the huge thing on the rat penis if you want.
Wait, you're writing on a rat penis?
Well, yeah, on Facebook, because there's no limits.
Let me write my thoughts on Ferguson on these rat genitalia. This will get my point across.
Oh, no.
I'll need 80 rat penises to adequately get my thoughts across on this topic.
I meant writing on it as in doing, like, a paper or a report on it. Not
on the rat penis?
Not that you were, like, taking a pen to rat penis to write your thoughts on something.
I mean, it would be effective, because people would probably read it.
Would they?
I mean, it's a rat penis with...
But it's probably not really legible, so you really have to spend your time staring at that rat penis.
Do you could you fit 140 characters on a rat penis? Is that what Twitter was founded on?
Yeah.
So they saw Facebook, was like, oh, this rat penis looks like 140 characters, but they got their thoughts across really succinctly. Let's go with this.
Well, you know, I mean, that's one well-hung rat. I mean, I don't know much about rat penis, but I do know 140 letters on a penis is pretty good.
So what else is new?
Like, that was great for the awkward silence. That was the point.